Sometimes we put on these characters that don't align with who we are. So we want to be this person to, it's like a mask, right? And like a role, a character. We play this character for other people, but it doesn't really feel like us. So we take on this role to present ourselves in a certain way for other people to perceive us, or we put on these clothes for other people to validate us. We dress a certain way, and we have it all because there's an expectation behind what we are wearing. Because we all are presenting ourselves through our wardrobe, believe it or not. Even as I was going through my awakening process, I was shedding a lot of what didn't belong to me. And here's how you know if you're going through it too.
The Love Thyself Podcast.
Welcome back. Let's elevate and meditate. I invite you to gently close your eyes and take a deep inhale and exhale. Drop into your heart center and find the place that brings you the most joy and excitement. Hold that moment of gratitude. And let us explore our life's desires. I'm your host, Roseanne Castaneda, and I'm a subconscious breakthrough sound and energy healer who is passionate about all things spirituality and connecting the cosmic dots. You're in the right place if you're ready to connect with the beauty that's been within you all along through meditation and self-discovery of love, through the tools that will accelerate you to the next level. So let's get started with this week's Love Thyself conversation.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Love Thyself. It has been quite a few weeks, and I tried to record yesterday, although late. I attempted four different times, and they all failed for different reasons. So hoping today is lucky number five of a try. Oh, it's been now I think 3 weeks since I've last recorded my episode. Over these last 3 weeks, I will say I have been super consumed and even overwhelmed with everything that has been taking place in my life. Everything from, let's see, putting things together for a conference that I was going to attend would actually takes quite some time. Now, if you are in a position where you're working for a company and you're preparing for a conference, trade show, something along those lines where you're representing your company or business, or you know, you're in a space where you get to talk about the things that you do or the business that you have, or you know, those kind of fun, exciting moments, then the company generally already has these marketing materials put together, and all you do is pack it up and take it to go with you. Well, I had the pleasure of creating new marketing materials from scratch. So a lot of research went into these marketing materials, a lot of thought and intention of what I wanted to put on those flyers went in, and I had several different options. So I wanted to put something together for events that I hope will take off one day, which is dog sound baths. I think those are super important. I know that so many people who are pet owners want the best for their pets, specifically for dogs. I don't have a cat, so I can't say that I have a cat session. But you know, it's for those who have senior dogs. The inspiration came from my own dog. She's a senior, and we are in the month of September. In November, she will be 18. So she has lived quite a life. She fights it out every single day. And so she's where I drew my inspiration from dog sound baths. I go with my son. You know, sometimes we try to make it out there 3-4 times a week to the local dog park here at Woodward Park in Fresno. But it's just so fun to see like dogs, and we know most of the dogs' names than we do the owners' names, unfortunately, as we're not petting the owners. That would just be strange. We're hanging out with the fun pups. And so I was putting flyers together for that to really get the word out of that service, because I haven't seen it in this area. And I just feel like it's super important to want to share this experience with dogs, but not just any dogs, because I would hate to torture dogs who are in their youth. And they're not really going to experience the way that the way that a pet should than seniors. So I put that together. I was also putting together flyers for company wellness, putting together flyers for celebrations, whether that's birthdays, because that's what I celebrate pretty often is birthdays. Birthdays, but other celebrations that go with it, such as bridal shower, baby shower. I mean, really, it doesn't have to be a special occasion. It can be like for anything. And so putting all of that information took a lot of effort, a lot of time, because I was very intentional. I wanted to also input pricing in that, because I know that's something that people always have a question of, like, how much will it cost me? But also including different options on what that looks like. Okay, so I know I went for a hard dive on really going over like the details of this, and I didn't mean for it to take off like to start this podcast this way, but here we are talking about the conference and everything that went into it. But you know what? While I'm here, let me just take off with it. Like, I feel like it's important. I feel like for some of you who have a business and are interested in this area, then it would be super helpful for you to understand like the logistics that it takes to plan and prep for something like this. Now, also, there's giveaways. I did want to give away more exciting prizes, like totes or like bags. But it was just honestly too late from the wholesaler perspective. Like, it would have been an order placed way too late, and the amount of shipping that it would have cost, it would have probably been like half of what the order itself would have been. So economically, it just didn't make sense for me to place that order. So what I did instead is I actually created something that was more intentional and more fitting with my brand, with my business. Is I put together these little energy cleansing kits, and inside each little bag, these little mesh bags, were a leaf of sage, a small Palo Santo stick, lavender stick, and a stone. So all of these were very intentional. And then I created a little paper that described what was in the contents, how to use the contents. And what worked out even more amazing, which honestly, I did not do this on purpose, but it just kind of happened this way, is the conference was on a full moon. Ah, like, I could not have planned it even better. Like, it was a full moon, partial lunar eclipse. So it was all about releasing, letting go. And that's what I realized as I was talking to people on the day of. Again, I didn't even plan for this. Like, it wasn't until like I started talking to somebody, and then I was like, hey, today's the full moon, this is a perfect time to use this. And then I realized as those words were coming out, yes, how incredible was it that subconsciously I was putting together these kits, which I created like a few hundred of them. By the way, very tedious work, but I loved it. It became more of like a meditation, therapeutic for me when I was putting all of these together. And it became something so much more powerful than I realized when I was giving those away. So for those people who weren't aware that it was a full moon, nor do they celebrate any kind of ritual that way, like, it was a perfect way to introduce them into a way to cleanse their own energy, or maybe their space. And it worked out beautifully. I mean, the conference was so amazing. Like, I was busy literally from the start almost till the end. I mean, it kind of dies out the hour before it ends. And so that's because a lot of people have already gone home. They're wrapping things up. The giveaways are now gone. Like, so you have to create a raffle basket too. And so once that kind of ends, then people sort of just like disappear from the marketplace. It's not as heavily congested as it was earlier, but Nonetheless, I had so much fun talking to different community members, introducing them to sound healing if they had never heard of it. And it was a fun way to speak with other women and men. There was a few men that came around too that had never heard of sound healing. So as an introduction to tell them and describe kind of like what it does in a very concise way. But not only that, okay, here was something really interesting that happened at the conference. And okay, so let me just preface by saying that this is not what the podcast is about today, but I thought, why not? Why not share it? Why not start it off with where I've kind of been these last 2 weeks and why I have not recorded and what's taken up all my time and why, in a slight way too, I was self-sabotaging because I was on such a consistency of recording and dropping these episodes when I wanted and needed them to that bad behavior sort of set in, and I recognized that. All right, so here's something that I really wanted to share because it's kind of stuck with me. It stood out like a sore thumb. There was a woman who walked by my booth and she was like, I experienced this sound bath. And this wasn't a sound bath with me. She was talking about somebody else or other people. I'm not sure. I experienced a sound bath and it was so profound, so profound. And obviously I couldn't stop talking to other people to like have a more conversation with her, which I really did. Because when she said profound, that was a trigger where I was like, I want to know more what that meant for her. But so she didn't stop to really talk, and I was already kind of busy at my booth anyways. And what I wish I could have asked her is what made it so profound? Like when somebody says that, I think like life-changing. But what could happen in your life that was that life-changing? Like did you stop? You know, if you're somebody who was drinking or you're somebody who consumes recreational drugs, did you stop drinking? Did you stop smoking drugs? Did something so dramatic happen in your life that it changed it in the most, you know, significant way? Because when I hear profound, I think that. I think like your life path completely changed. Like who you were as a person is no longer existent because now you're completely this new rebranded individual, and the life you were once living no longer exists because you have now entered into a new world. When I hear profound, that's what I think. And if none of those happen, then I think sometimes we have to be more careful with our choice of words because we can lead people the wrong way and we can create this illusion that doesn't really exist. But to us, maybe when we use certain choice of words, it creates this expectations of others. So say that you word was used and it wasn't as profound. Maybe it was just like an amazing experience. And we may mislead people because when something is spoken of like that and someone else hears it, they're like, I want to experience something profound too. My life is garbage and I need something profound. Help me experience that profound change that you've had. And then when you break it down, and then if a person doesn't break down what that meant in their life and how it may or may not have been profound, then they've already laid down the expectation for what somebody else may be seeking because that person said it was so profound. And then I'm thinking life-changing, life-altering moment. The person who they used to be is no longer existent. And somebody who may have heard that may be going through a rough time in their life. And they're like, I need something profound like that to change my life. Like, what do I do? Fix me. Essentially, right? I mean, that's kind of what a lot of people are looking for. They're looking for immediate results. How can you fix me right now? I need it. I'm going through a tough period in my life and I need someone to fix it. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's nothing that's going to fix your life immediately. There's no magic pill. There's no magic conversation. There's nothing that's going to change your life that is going to impact it other than what you are ready to change yourself. So what someone else may experience is because it may have already been in alignment with them. They were looking for a change. They had already been changing. And then they had an experience that kind of sparked them to move into the next step. And that's probably what I'm guessing that person did, is it moved them into the next step, whether that be creativity, whether that be like opening their eyes to something that was already there. But nothing can, everything you want is in your life already. It's inside of you. It's just that you haven't awakened to what that means or what that looks like. This awakening, and I honestly cringe when I hear people say awakening. I say it myself, obviously. For me, an awakening is an awareness. The awareness that you were living a life that wasn't conducive to who you are. It's not in alignment to who you are. So as I was going through an awakening, spiritual awakening, I will just only describe it in the way that it worked for me and the way that it happened for me and unfolded for myself, again, because I can only speak for myself. So when I was going through the awakening, I started to realize that I had all of these destructive behaviors. I started to smoke weed, you know, in 2020 because we were going through COVID, the pandemic, and it was like really hard at that time. And I needed help. I was stressed and overwhelmed with my son, my youngest son, who could not stay in his online school. And he would come to me looking for help. And I was doing my own remote work at the time that I was working with Yelp at the time. And it was too much for me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do my work. And then him constantly coming at me with needing help. Like, I was overwhelmed and I needed a coping mechanism. Mind you that I had received sound healing training. Let's see. Okay, so this was maybe a couple months before I received sound healing training. So the sound waves were entering my field, but they hadn't really taken me to where I needed. Okay, this is a whole other topic and I'll get to that actually, but let me kind of dive into this really quick. So I needed coping skills. I did not know what those looked like. So I started smoking weed because I was overwhelmed and I just needed to have like a few hits in the morning to help me better tolerate my son's behavior and my work that needed to be done. I didn't know how to do all of this. And this may be you. This may be you where you're like, that's me. Yeah, like I didn't, like it's too much for me. I need something to help me cope. And that's kind of a very dangerous slope that you are playing with, because you are now going to associate smoking weed or drinking with coping. And that is not a healthy way of coping. I'll say that right now. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to say it in the way where it's like, you don't need to smoke weed, nor do you need a drink to help you cope internally with life's chaos, problems, challenges, whatever it is that's coming at you. At the time, that's what I thought I needed, but it's not. And I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to like judge you. I'm here to tell you I've been there. So I can tell you right now from my own point of view that that is not needed. You don't need to go down that path. And if that is you, then you have not had an awakening, because, and if you're using the word awakening, I would urge you to stop using that, because you have not experienced awakening yet, because you don't have the awareness that you are using those substances to help you cope. The awakening comes when you start to realize, oh, wait, I am using these as coping mechanisms. I am using this as a way to help get me through something. And now that I have this awareness, I actually don't need to use it, because there are other ways that I can use my own internal coping skills. If you haven't got there yet, again, I urge you to stop using the word awakening, because you have not awakened. You are not awakened because you are still using these substances that are keeping you from truly having the awareness of why you're using them in the first place. Because when you have that awareness, then the need to use them disappears, and then you don't need to use them anymore because you've already had and developed the awareness of it. But if you are somebody who was using these and you are sharing them amongst other people, you're, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you, you and your group of, you know, friends are still not, wait, you still don't have that awareness yet. Again, not here to shame you, not here to judge you. I'm just saying, like, from a point of view of where I've been, where you may be, there is more work that needs to be done. Especially, and I say this, and unfortunately I say this because, like, and it's so sad that I have to say this, like, in the area that I live, which is Central California, for those of you who don't know, there's a lot of consumption around, like, smoking weed and drinking that takes place in this area. And I'm sure it happens everywhere, obviously. But the only difference is like, there's a lot of, like, quote unquote healers, light workers, whatever you want to call yourself in the field of wellness, who are smoking weed and they're calling themselves sober, who are drinking and they're calling themselves healers. Like, I want you to just, like, stop right there and then just, like, think about what that means. If you're in that field, the wellness industry, and you're trying to convey healthy behaviors, healthy lifestyle, but you yourself are not in that wellness, like, where you yourself are not well, because maybe you're still experiencing, you know, those recreational drugs, whether you want to call them medicinal, whether you want to call it, no matter what you want to call it, like, if you're still going through that and then claiming to be in the wellness industry, like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that to yourself? But why are you doing that to other people? That goes back to the whole, like, in the beginning when I was talking about, like, disclaiming or, like, declaring a certain way, where it's like, you're misleading people. You're misleading them because you're not fully showing them, hey, I am not healthy all the way because I'm still using this recreational medicinal drug, or I'm still drinking. You're misleading people because you're showing them to be an expert in your field, but yet you're not leading the path that is helpful to other people. Like, it's destructive, and it just, like, really triggers me. I don't know why. Maybe because, like, I've put so much work into myself to show other people, like, I want to be a living example. If I tell people, like, this is a wellness field, I want to make sure that I'm well. I want to make sure that I'm not using any of those substances, that I am leading by example. And when I see other people who are not leading by example, like, it just bothers me. It kind of gets to me because it's like, you know, do what you do, but become the recipient. Like, understand that there is a place for that. Like, you can still have that fun. You can still participate in those activities. Like, do all of that. Like, there's a community for that. But there's also not a community for you to be in the wellness space and still think that those activities are okay, because you're misleading people. And so I don't want this to kind of be like a session of, like, or, you know, like a podcast episode where it's like, making anybody feel bad about that, because that's not my intention. My intention is, like, understand the industry you're in and what that looks like, because people are following your example. And if you're a leader in your field, then you want to be setting a good example. Just like if you're a parent, you want to set a good example for your kids. You want to make sure, like, for me, like, I want to set an example to my kids where it's like, I'm a strong person, but I'm also soft. Like, I also break down. I also cry. I also have my moments. I want to show that I have movement, where I'm exercising and taking care of my body, where I want to eat healthy, but it's okay that we can eat, like, a little bit of junk food. Like, it's all moderation in those ways, where I want to be a good example in all ways of my life. I want to be a good example as a friend. I want to be a good example as a daughter, as a mother, as, you know, a community member. Like, I believe all of those things are possible. But I can't do it if I'm a teacher and a leader in my industry, and then I'm very hypocritical and I'm doing things that I'm hiding, or I'm saying that I'm one way and I'm not. You know, it's like one of those things where it's like actions speak louder than words. So like, what actions are you speaking that are louder than your words? Do they align? Are they in alignment? Just something to think about. You know, early grade school, people might have said something to you and then your confidence dropped. Like, those are all workable solutions. There are ways for you to regain your confidence, regain that self-esteem, and then be more aligned with who you are. So then you feel more confident inside of your body. You feel more comfortable within your skin. And then you start to polish. So the personality still exists, but it's just polishing who you know you can be. Let me give you an example. For this women's conference, I had an idea of what I wanted to wear. I wanted this satin skirt, and I wanted it in white, and I wanted this white top. I looked all over the stores for it and could not find it. So I was like, all right, what is the next best thing? Because we're in fall. Fall season is here. And there's a lot of prints and colors that I don't want to wear. And so I just kept looking and looking. And then eventually I found this dress. It was this satin dress. It was beautiful, long satin dress, and it tied around the neck so then that there would be these like hanging strings. I don't really know what to call it. It would create like a bow at the top of the back of the neck and just felt very elegant. It felt very like, oh, I love this. But when I put it on, it felt very me. What I didn't realize when I got home and the day before decided I better iron this, I'm running out of time, let me put this on, it felt like a future version of me. It didn't feel like present me. And it was almost like the universe was giving me an introduction into who the potential and polished version of me is going to look like. And so when I felt at home in that dress at the store, it was because I felt at home of the future version that it was giving me a peek at. I had these really shiny blingy boots because the whole theme of the conference was sparkle, and so I wanted to like sparkle my way with my shoes. And so when I did look for an outfit, I knew it needed to be super simple and minimal because the boots were loud enough and I didn't want it to be too much. So the day before, I ironed that dress, put it on, and I could not make it feel the way that it did at the store. Like, I was like, it feels too long, my boots aren't showing, and that's kind of what I wanted to highlight. And although like something, there was a big part of me that wanted to wear it, there was also a larger area in my life that was like, no, the dress is wearing you. You are not wearing the dress. And there was something about that. Like, has there ever been a time in your life where you have put something on and it felt like it was wearing you? Like, it wasn't you. It was something that you liked. It felt good to put on, but it didn't belong to you. Like, it was too much for you. It felt either too big or there wasn't that Goldilocks feeling to it. Here's what ended up happening. I looked in my closet for something else because I was like, I don't think this dress is going to work out. I'm going to be paying too much attention to how I look, how I feel. I'm going to be messing with it the entire time. And that's not what I want when I'm going to be at the conference talking to people. I don't want to feel uncomfortable and only focusing on the dress. So I decided to pull a different dress out that I felt confident in and I felt comfortable in, felt good. Pulled it out, ironed it, and in the morning I was just like, I'll decide in the morning. Asked my son, which dress do you think looks good on me? And then I was like, I really love this satin dress. And he's like, yeah, but... And I was like, yeah, I get what you're saying. So I ended up wearing just a dress that was in my closet. And I felt good in it, felt confident, felt like, yeah, this feels like me. Now let's go. I want to go back to that dress because there is a metaphor in it. And I hope that you've kind of slightly understood where I was going with that. Is sometimes we put on these characters that don't align with who we are. So we want to be this person to, it's like a mask, right? And like a role, a character. We play this character for other people, but it doesn't really feel like us. So we take on this role to present ourselves in a certain way for other people to perceive us, or we put on these clothes for other people to validate us. We dress a certain way and we have it all because there's an expectation behind what we are wearing, because we all are presenting ourselves through our wardrobe, believe it or not. Even as I was going through my awakening process, I was shedding a lot of what didn't belong to me. And here's how you know if you're going through it too. You start to dress differently. Your behaviors, your mannerisms begin to change. I remember when I was going through the awakening process, oh my gosh, I was like grounding like crazy. I was like this hippie who was like barely or rarely wearing shoes. I always wanted my bare feet to be in the ground. I was always like, you know, in the dirt, in the grass. And looking back, like that was a really crazy point in my life. I'm pretty sure like the people who knew me were like, is she okay? Like, she going through like a crisis? Like, what is happening with her? I didn't even really care what I looked like. And not to mean like I didn't like care. It's just that like, you know, I didn't care about fixing my hair. I didn't care about putting makeup on. Like, none of that mattered to me. And I would do that every day of my life. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to present myself as not doing my hair and my makeup in the community of like the spiritual community so they could take me serious. Like, you know, take me serious because, you know, I look very granola and people who look that way are going to be like, yeah, she's super spiritual. Look at the way she looks, the way she dresses. Like, I'm going to take her serious because of that. No. And then, you know, at other times be like, I'm going to put my hair up. I'm going to put makeup on. I'm going to look cute. Like, there was none of that. There was no two different sides of me. It was straight granola. And I didn't even know that word until my oldest daughter told me. She's like, Mom, you're very granola. What? I was like, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means, but like, okay. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the way that sounded, but I also couldn't stop the train. It's just who I was at the time. Like, I was leaving layers of me and I needed to go through that process. Now coming through it, obviously, like, it's not that I care, it's just that now I better understand myself now where there's certain stuff that I let go of. And then there's certain stuff that I started to implement back into my life. Like, now I started to introduce makeup back into my life. And I love wearing makeup, but now I don't wear as much makeup anymore. I wear very minimally. As to the past, like, maybe I was doing too much as far as my makeup goes. My hair too. Like, I'm not trying to impress like I once used to, but I'm also not like not caring about my hair where I'm just kind of throwing it up or doesn't matter. I didn't even touch a blow dryer for probably like 2 years or a flat iron or anything. Like, and now I do. Now I like blow drying my hair. Now I like caring for my hair. Which, by the way, you know, my hair is just not the best, but I do what I can. But you go through a period of it. And I say this because you may be somebody experiencing this where you're like, people may have even told you like, hey, are you okay? Like, you're not, you know, paying attention to yourself the way that you once used to. Like, you're just going through a process and just trust the process because everything is okay. You're just de-shedding some layers within you and you're going to eventually get to this other side where you'll start to bring back components of your old life, but you're going to introduce them in a different way. So just stick with the process. It's okay of whatever it is that you're going through. What I would suggest is don't be one person in one community and another person in another community. Like, because it's going to take you longer to go through this journey if you're still pretending to be something you're not and then hiding other parts of you. Like, just fully embrace whatever it is that this life and this journey process is asking of you to do, because eventually you're going to get to a point where you're like, oh, okay, I feel more aligned with who I am. And this goes back to the authenticity, being who you are, being true to who you are, because you can only be who you are with the understanding that parts of you have, that you've left parts of you. And there are parts that you're going to bring back, but it's going to look different. It's not going to be the same. So just being more gentle with yourself, being, having more love for yourself, being softer with this next journey, or maybe the present journey that you're experiencing. Because it's all always going to work out. Everything is going to align exactly the way that it should. Just don't fight the process. Don't have a dual personality. Just experience the one and see where it takes you. Another thing I wanted to talk about too is expectations, because this falls into line of what I was talking about with the whole like wardrobe. Is certain people are going to have expectations, and these expectations can hinder you or they can help you. So certain expectations surround what a energy practitioner, sound healer, sound practitioner, whatever you want to call what I do and what other people do when it comes to like playing these ancient and modern healing tools to help bring a state of awareness into your life. And I will just say that most people take those serious who look a certain way. I don't fit that certain description. And because I don't fit that description, I may be like, it may be assumed that I'm not, I don't know, I'm not as the person or the community that others can relate to. So, okay, let me just preface by saying I'm not here to judge how anybody looks, how they behave, how they dress. That is the furthest thing that I have or even do. Because how people dress is an expression outlet of how they want to communicate their personality. I'm okay with that. But when it comes to misleading people and dressing a certain way so that way it meets the person's expectations, like I do not have to dress like a hippie. I do not have to wear tie-dye clothes. I don't have to wear like bell-bottom kind of pants. I don't have to wear certain prints. I don't have to wear like lace or be in certain colors. Like, but these are expectations that are set subconsciously. Most people aren't going to consciously say this or even admit it, where they're like, yeah, I'm more drawn to people who look like this because I think that they are more serious about it. But keep in mind that people will mislead you based on wardrobe, and they do it very intentionally because they want to be seen and taken a certain way. And that can be very misleading for the people who are trying to truly find genuine and authentic experts in their field, because wardrobe can be very misleading. Now, because I don't dress like that, there were points in my life in the past when I was going through that awakening when I did dress like that, when I was going through all of that. And that's just not who I am anymore, because it was a journey that was part of the process. I have more of a modern outlook now, which is why I introduce my work as a wellness for the modern men and women, because I want people to understand that you can still be you, but also be experiencing a journey where you're going through hurt and pain and suffering. And you don't align with the people who are dressed like hippies and look a certain way, or they are focused on, you know, they portray themselves one way on social media, but they're a completely different person when on a personal level. Like with me, what you see is what you get. Like if you follow me on social media and you see how I'm dressed, like you'll see me dressed like that out on the streets. You'll see me dressed like that out on events. Like I'm the same person, and I've come a very long journey to be real and authentic with people. Like I'm not gonna, and even my words are sometimes very direct and they're not always soft and gentle, but hey, like I am a 4-time Scorpio placement sign in my birth chart. Sometimes I say things in a very direct approach, and they're not always going to be gentle. They're not always going to be soft. And my intentions are very, very, very well lovingly, but I don't always land the words in the way that I should. But I pride myself that I am who I am. I've never been the person to like sugarcoat you and sweet talk you and tell you things that you want to hear, because I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. I'm going to tell you in the ways that aren't the best, but I feel like my intentions are always where my heart is. Like I'm going to tell you like a friend would tell you, hopefully a good friend. A good friend tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And that's who I want to be. I always want to be the person who's just super real, super authentic. And I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to approach it in how I see it. I'm not going to say it in a sweet way where it's like, I'm gonna soften the blow. And sometimes I do, but for most part, I'm gonna like tell you how it is. Because I think it's important. We should have people in our life that are going to be very direct with you, because there's so many people that are fake that aren't going to be that way. They're going to approach it where it's like, I am going to tell you this because I need your business, or I need you to like me so you could buy into my business. And that's not the approach that I want. Like here I am. I want to tell you my journey. I want to express how and what I've been through, because hopefully it resonates with you. Hopefully the real authentic side of me is going to speak louder than the person who is fake lying to you and telling you what you want to hear. That's never my intention, and I don't ever plan on being that way. I've never been that way. And it's not for everybody. I will say that. Like, my approach is not for everybody. But I'm always going to tell you how it is. Like, that good friend, right? That is like, hey, you probably should look into this, or you should probably like, whatever it is, I want to be that friend, the honest friend with you who is going to tell you, you know, hey, like, that's not okay. Or, and if at the end of the day you don't receive it and you're like, no, I don't agree with it, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm here to tell you my perspective and this is how I see things. Sometimes we're blind and we don't always see things as they are because we are love bombed. And love bombing comes in all different directions. Like, businesses will love bomb you all the time. They will. Social media is like so scary sometimes, because they will have tactics where they'll follow you, or they'll like your picture. They'll like, because all of a sudden they know you need that affirmation. They know that you need that dopamine, where if you like their picture, you feel loved. Right? It goes back to the trauma from your past where it's like, I needed to feel loved. I needed affirmations. I needed like validation. And this person who is a business liked my photo. Oh my God, I'm going to follow them back. I'm going to like them back. I like them. But it is a tactic. I promise you, I'm telling you this for good reason. It is a strategy. They are doing it because they're playing with you in ways that they want your business, not because they genuinely maybe like you. That's harsh. Oh, did that hurt? Did that trigger somebody? I felt like that was like a stab. I'm so sorry that came off so bluntly. I felt that after I said it, but it's already said. So I need you to like truly look with open lens, open heart at what is really happening, because there are a lot of fake accounts out there. And I don't mean like people are pretending to be somebody they're not, but I mean like fake accounts where they're just trying to get your business. And if you're okay with that, perfect. But also like look into it, like look into their values, look into their priorities, look into who they are as a person, look into their standards. There are certain times where person can get desperate and they're going to accept anything from anybody. It does not matter like where it comes from. And I want you to really take a hard look at that, because like if you are in a desperate position, you are going to accept anything. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to always keep your priorities and your values and your standards aligned with who you work with. That is so important. If I don't align with your, like as somebody who does sound healing, sound baths, and in the wellness industry, if I don't align with you, I will never beg you to work with me. I'm never going to go into your social media page and like it so you could work with me. I'm never going to like love bomb you so you could work with me because like, you know, I want your business. Like, I'm never going to reach out to you and be like, hey, here's what I think you need. Here's how I think you should work with me. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. I want someone to work with me who genuinely feels an alignment with my values, with my standards, with my priorities. That's who I want. I want somebody to look at me and recognize like, hey, I see that this person has like done the work. They not just talk the talk, but they walk the walk. Like, I trust this person. I only want you to work with me if you trust me. Like, it's never going to work if there's no trust. Trust is everything. And I'm here to tell you that there's no situation in life that can ever work out if there's like a misalignment. If there's ever a point in time where you have this resistance to work with somebody, like follow that intuition. If there is, but on the other hand, if there's like all this love bombing and you feel inclined to work with this person, but nothing has really changed in your life, also look at the outcome of your life. Has anything changed in your life? You've worked with the person, they made all these promises. Has anything truly changed in your life? What impact has happened? But don't just look at your life, look at their life. Has anything truly changed in that person's life? Are they still behaving in the ways that they are opposite to what their words are? Are they claiming that they have a healthy lifestyle, but they're drinking and doing all these things that are very destructive for their life? Are they claiming to be a wellness expert, but they are opposite of that? So like, these are all important parts that you want to take a look at a person's life, because you're trusting them with your well-being. And I take that very serious. I take a person's well-being very serious when they come and see me and they work with me, and I let them know, hey, here's what's going to happen after your life, after you have a session with me, is everything is not going to be rainbows and it's not going to be light and love. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get emotional. It's going to get, you know, all these things that you are probably running and hiding from in the first place, and it's going to get that. And it's going to get uglier before it gets better. It's going to get more emotional before you start to manage your emotions better. But trust in the process. Trust me, because I've been through it, I've gone through it, and I am on the other side of it. And that's where the golden rose started, is through suffering and heartbreak and trauma and pain and challenges. All of that was how the golden rose started. Love and meditate is the other side of that, is all of that you were experiencing, all of the like hard times, ugliness, the process of it all, the going through the trenches and the mud and all of everything that you were hiding from, eventually you come out of, because you have to go through it. There's no spiritual bypassing. There's no like, I'm going to go to a sound bath and everything is going to be great. No, it's not. It's not going to get great. It's actually going to get uglier if it's done right before it gets better. You are going to feel awful for a while in the ways where you are going to face all the stuff you've been hiding from. And if it still feels light and love, you did not go through a sound healing. You went through a relaxation session. And relaxation and healing are very, 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 very different. I promise you that. Love and meditate has been birthed through the self-love. I love myself enough to know that I don't need that love from someone else. I have the boundaries and respect for myself to know that I am not going to let you talk to me. And this is a boundary that I'm setting for yourself. And this is a boundary I'm setting for you and for myself. Like, you pour in that self-love, self-unconditional love into yourself. And then you know it, because you're not going to sacrifice what you used to before you started the journey. You are going to hold yourself in a higher position, in a higher regard, that you're like, I'm not going to take that anymore. And here's why. And you're going to go through life more confident and more sure of yourself. So to say all of this and to experience all of it, I hope that this resonates with you. I hope that showing your true self, the authentic version of yourself, shines through. Not the Heidi, not the like deceiving people, but the real true you, unapologetically. Thank you so much for listening. I am so glad that I get to share my life experiences, and who I am as a person. And I hope it resonates with you, because, you know, let's keep it raw. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it going and moving. And let's keep it strong enough where you start to feel the love for yourself and make those changes. Thank you so much for joining me. Love yourself more and love thyself more. And let's keep going with this journey. I hope to hear that this was an episode that resonated with you. I hope that you stay with me on this journey and that you listen to more future episodes. Have an amazing day. Love you so much.